Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. We are here in few numbers to honor our beloved guy that has gone on to the other side. He has moved on to better pastures, and he is here today. Why we have rented the Phoenix Convention Center to pay honor to our fallen brother, I will never know. But there is one of you here in this 20,000 seat auditorium that has come to pay your respects to the fallen man, the fat guy, who fell ill earlier this week, and without warning and without cause, he sashayed right off this planet. And now I will call for the one that has shown up to honor him. Sir, you there in the front row, if you would make your way to the microphone that is 100 yards over there to your left. Please make your way. Oh, hold on. Okay. There seems to be someone coming up from the rear. He's wearing a baseball cap to a funeral. How inappropriate. Sir, please make your way down. Sir, make your way down. Have a seat there. Have a seat there. Please sit. Please put away your popcorn. We're at a funeral. A funeral. All right, you with a hair in the face, you have come to honor the fallen. Speak from your mind and from your hearts and from the sole of your feet. How did you know our dearly departed fat guy?
Through Craigslist.
Through Craigslist. Please state your name and your relationship to the one that lays before us, draped. And what I can only assume is gay pride colors. What is your relationship? And how did you know him? And who are you?
I will give you the name he knows me by, Twinkie.
He knows you by Twinkie, yeah? You are the only gentleman, other than the one that showed up late, that attended his funeral.
And even after his death, contractually, I am still obligated to discretion. So I would like to say some words.
What is this legal image you speak of? Here at the funeral of Arizona's most beloved fat guy here.
In a casket, yes. I just wanted to
That is not a casket, sir. That is actually the trailer of an 18-wheeler truck.
That is actually...
Sir, do not speak out of turn!
Not a casket.
Don't speak out of turn, you.
That there...
You were late to his funeral!
That there is the Celebrity Theater.
We are here in the Celebrity Theater! That's falling apart. I'm sorry, young man, you were gonna speak. You would be getting that joke right now if you would listen to last week's show. You a...
Okay. Home.
Speak, sir! How did you know? The man that is no longer drawing breath, no longer able to embrace the life he once had.
Well,
nobody cares what you have to say.
We want to hear!
He has passed.
What he has to say.
And nobody is hurt.
Speak now, you hairy one. Speak now.
I would like.
Don't allow us to interrupt you when you try to speak the words for our dearly departed.
I think he wants a hamburger.
He wanted a hamburger.
With extra mustard.
Please speak words at this moment of memorial.
Well, I would like to apologize to Yehovah for not being in your house. I do apologize, my lord.
Yehovah! Ah!
I thought this was a buffet.
Well, I would like to tell you.
Thank you, sir, for your kind words.
I'm not done.
Oh. Speak more then, because by the time you get it out, the deceased would have been dissolved.
I just wanted to say that you knew the doctor told you to stay off all the fat. You only had one good.
Why are you talking to him like he's still alive? He is dead. He is D-E-D. Dead.
Actually, in the Jehovah's community in which I'm from, we do not believe in life after death. Once we pass, it is over until Jehovah calls us.
Now, gentlemen, thank you for your words. The boy, the Mexican boy who has showed up late, what words do you have to share for our dearly separated who's taken way too soon? What words do you have?
I am very hungry.
Take your tamales and go hop on the other side of the border.
Are you selling?
And I would like some nachos.
Are you selling tamales at a man's funeral?
Yes.
How much
are they? They're spicy.
How much are they? I may buy.
Would you like pork or beef?
Do you have corn?
I sure don't.
I'll take beef.
Do not give in to that society.
Beef we should are not. $15 a dozen.
The man that lays before us passed away this past week. He was beloved by many.
And you know what? I will take a dozen.
By
I will put it in
more
the casket.
Than the other.
He choked on his own booby.
Here's a bag of tamales. I love you.
So as we wrap up this memorial for the fat guy, I will part with these words. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Find me a fat guy a woman can trust.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
That's what's happening. I like Elvis Presley. Really, I give credit where credit is due. When Elvis was young, he was a bad motherfucker, boy. Elvis was bad. He was vicious. Sing his ass off. He sang so good, they let him do movies. He couldn't act. They did everything Elvis said. He said, Elvis, we got to win this race.
We got to win this race.
Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink. Let him sing till it was over, too. Elvis was 42 years old. Remember right before he croaked? He would come out. His stomach was all fat. And his butt be sticking out.
I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every boy we all would more. What's more than this? Feel me.
Live
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, with co-hosts Anthony Frausto, with executive producer Philippius. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Thank you, Lady K. Heard in over 79 countries with 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for September 24th, 2015, here in Studio G, asking the former CEO of Volkswagen to sign our petition outlawing catalytic converters. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio, all one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7, or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, folks. And today's show is brought to you by our number one sponsor. It's Amazon, folks. Please do not forget about doing your Amazon shopping through our link during the holidays. It's quite easy, and I don't think a lot of people understand how easy it is. Simply go to FatGuyRadioShow.com, and right at the top of the page is a Shop Amazon tab. Click on it, takes you right to Amazon, shop away. Or if you're on the go, open any browser, be it on a computer or your tablet, your phone, your smartphone, type in FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and away you go. We get the credit for the referral, and you get those amazing Amazon deals that only Amazon can offer. So Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. And I thank you in advance. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Anthony Frausto has rejoined the show, buddy.
Yes, I did. I came off my extensive vacation.
Yeah, you had a little extensive vacation.
Yes, I did.
No, a little bit to pull the curtain back a little bit. Is that Anthony? Can I get a little bit more of my headphones lit? I'll explain to you why my whole head is very stuffy.
You've been sounding awful.
I do, and I'm going to say this. I know, Anthony, I want to hear about if you did anything special while you were off, or explain why you weren't here last week, but we're going to get to this in the body of the show. But yes, if I sound like I have got
chorizo burrito in your throat.
A chorizo burrito stuck in my throat or up my sinuses, it is, and I'll get to it because I swear I am knocking on death's door. But Anthony wasn't here last week.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't.
We had to move the show to a Friday due to the Miracles concert appearance.
Yes.
And you unfortunately had to work.
No, I didn't have to work.
Oh, what
I
did
told
you?
I don't work.
Okay, so what the hell were you doing and why weren't you here last Friday then?
Well, last week I already had a plan that I was supposed to go and hang out with my best friend for her birthday.
You
right?
don't have a best friend.
Well, outside of this show, you don't know much about my life.
You're right, because you won't let me in.
Well, I'm allowing you now.
I am on my death's door, and you are going to fight with me?
You know, you're lucky I don't open that damn door.
We just had my funeral. It was beautiful. Thanks for both of you to show up, even though Lip was late.
Lip is always late.
I had to get something to eat. I don't know what to...
You couldn't eat the tamales you brought to sell?
I got to make money, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you can't be eating your own product.
So you you lied and said that you were working and you were actually partying.
Yeah, okay. But no, it was fun. Okay, so we decided to drink at her house. We had some Hennessy.
Yeah.
We had some Mad Dog 2020. A couple other things. De Serrano, some Tecate, you know, just a mix. So somehow we end up at the club. And
so,
it was
okay, so while we're sitting here last Friday, slaying the dragon, putting out an amazing product, you were in fact not working, but just partying.
See, I already.
So why the hell couldn't you be here at the show?
Well, see,
we were partying here at the show too.
We had a damn good show, but now I was thinking that you were working the whole time, but no, you were just out doing shenanigans.
I wasn't doing shenanigans. I had this time set away, and I've already paid for a place. You don't understand. I spent $500 at one of the booths.
Don't
for
care.
$500. So anyways, after that, but it was crazy though. Like,
I don't want to hear about how good of a time it was, because now I'm irritated because you said that you were working. You lied. You lied to me.
No. I told you that I had something to do.
No, you sent me a text message and you said, hey, I just found out I have to work not going to be able to make the show. Can somebody else fill in? That was exactly the text message that you sent me. And now you're sitting here telling me that you were actually hanging out with your best friend and partying while... Now, I'm not upset the fact that you weren't there. I'm upset the fact that you lied to me.
I didn't even lie to you. I told you I had something to do. You know I don't have a job, so what would it even give you the idea that I had a job?
Why would you tell me that you were working? Were you working the party?
Yeah, I was the one putting it together. So, of course, I was working the party. In fact, you know what? We had the best time ever.
I don't care about how good of a time you had. I care about the fact that we all slay the dragon here. I'm even here in my depleted condition.
If we want to slay the dragon, we will come in here with some breath spray. We will burn incense and slay the dragon that comes out your mouth. So that's not the point.
So you weren't here last Friday. That's fine. We still had a kick-ass show. No. And I'm really hurt and upset about the fact that you told me something completely different what actually happened.
So Philippius, anyway, yes. So we're sitting.
You
there.
Are not going to be able to sell Philippius on the fact that you told me a lie.
Did it involve food?
Yes, it involved food.
What kind of food?
Okay, so this Filipino, he came up and we were all drunk and I don't know what was going on with him. So he came up to me and he was like, hey, I want to fuck you. I'm like, what? And then he just kept going on. So I ended up having to get security out, but he put his hands on me.
Did you just get dumped or was that?
He said, puck.
I see. I want to fuck you. I'm like, puck. No, you cannot fuck me.
He lies to me about not being on the show and why he can't make it to the show. And then he gets dumped. Did he get dumped or did we leave that in?
That's,
we left that in?
That's...
You know, I'm not feeling very well, and I'm sensitive, so I'm glad you're back, though.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
That was a lie. Thank you, Lady K. You're the only one that cares about the fact that I'm not feeling good. Listen, boys, I'm on my death's bed, death's door, and...
2 weeks I give you.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, and it's curtains.
Curtains.
There has been so much that has gone on with me.
It'll be a Skinny Guy Radio Show.
It will be no...
Brought to you by Philippius.
It'll be no Guy Radio Show because I won't be here. And I feel like Drek.
I can get a replacement.
What is
easy.
Drek?
I've worked entertainment. I am good at holding auditions.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out.
Everybody
there.
On the Twitter is saying you dropped the F word.
I said Buck. P-U-C-K. Right. Buck. Because he was.
It's not like it again.
He was Vietnamese.
You know I can
so
barely
he
hear.
Okay. It's
no
well,
more.
Actually,
no more. Just leave it.
Just leave it. It's over. It's over.
Before I dump the whole show.
Yeah, please. Yeah, which is very likely.
Which out of all those hundreds, which plug are you going to pull?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
So or the main one right here. Look at see what happens if I pull this one out.
So I'm dying you two ADD effers over there, and I don't have the energy to fight you to get you back on topic here.
Okay.
I'm dying over here.
You're not dying.
I am dying.
Maybe your brain cells.
I brought in all of my...
All your drugs you're taking.
I brought in all of the drugs that I'm taking. I have my Afrin nose spray here.
That's the worst you could take.
I'm sorry, but it's the only thing that helps me breathe. I actually even had to bust
out... It's going to make you worse.
I had my Tylenol extra strength.
They ain't doing nothing.
You're a walking pharmaceutical company
I
right
am
now.
Today, and to do the show, I got my Ricola.
You know what clear...
You
what
got you got some
up?
Ketchup there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's from the Full
you
Court
know
Press Boys.
Up? Take a shot of tequila right before you go to sleep. You'll wake up feeling better.
That's so true.
That or an enema.
Don't you got a whole bunch of tequila at your house?
I do. And then I had to bust out my old inhaler, believe
it
or not.
That thing is probably ancient.
Yeah, it is. And it's probably as potent enough where if I spray it on the wall, the paint would probably peel. But it was the only thing that I could do to find myself some relief. Now, let me explain to you what I got going on. I think it's just a really, really bad allergy. But... So much has been done to my body, and this is why it's so. This is why it pisses me off.
Are you allergic to pumpkins?
No, this is why it pisses me off because 90% of the way I feel is my fault.
Why is it your fault though?
Because I did this to myself.
You don't know how to use protection.
The other 10, that's so true. The other 10% is not my fault. And since Philippius, you know me, I'm gonna focus on the 10% that's not my fault.
Yeah, I want to know that.
Because I already know.
The
I don't.
Place that I go to every day that threatens to fire me, if I talk about them on this show or talk about them on social media, is a place that is a corporation that forces their employees to do things in order to stay employed.
9 to 5?
We're moving into the fall season right now. Mm-hmm. And what does also the fall season bring?
Winter.
The flu.
Oh, yeah, the bug. You got the bug.
No, I don't have the bug. When they force us to go and get these immunizations, it's a mortal lock that every time I get an immunization, I end up feeling like crap.
Because they inject you with what you're supposed to be protected from.
Exactly. Yet they say it's a dead virus. Now, I'm not the conspiracy theorist.
Oh, wait. Talking about that, that's what they're going to start doing. They're going to start shooting people up with HIV, saying it's going to...
I'm not the conspiracy theorist, but you know what? I'm going to have to go to the conspiracy theory on this.
Great.
Because I swear that those injections that they... Why do they force you to take them?
Because it keeps you sick and they want you to keep coming back.
I swear it's the government, it's the Illuminati injecting our bodies with mind-controlling, life-affirming antibodies.
Yeah, find something to blame your... compulsive eating habits on.
It has what? Why we're all fat? Why we're all dying? Why we're all stupid? I think it has a lot to do with the fact
why
that
we're all
because
hungry.
It doesn't make any sense. If the government and the medical industry put as much passion behind feeding the homeless, ridding the world of terrorists, that they do with forcing us to get these freaking immunizations, we'd be living in a better country.
Yeah,
that's honestly my opinion.
No, that's so true.
The place that I work forces me to get these immunizations, which I got one on Monday.
Even though they may potentially be very dangerous.
Exactly. And I can't say no or I get fired.
Wow, it's like that?
It's like this and like that and like this. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I go and this is what I do. We have the company that the place that I go every day that gives me a check every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the place that they call occupational health.
Yeah.
And I had to go for two reasons. One, they said I needed to get the immunizations. And two, they said I'm missing an immunization that I should have had when I was 5 years old.
Okay, but why are they keeping track of this on you?
They're
like,
not.
What's the point?
They're not. They just make this crap up. They say that I never was treated for measles, mumps, and rubella.
How do they know that, though?
Exactly. That's the question.
Did you give medical records?
In America, if you weren't treated for measles, mumps, and rubella, you can't go to school!
No. Yeah.
How the hell do they say I wasn't treated for measles, mumps, and rubella?
They're just guessing at that point.
They're guessing, okay? There's 97 people that work around me. Where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only MF-er that they say did not have measles, mumps, and rubella. So I had to take my personal time, go to the occupational health office, get the immunization one that they said I needed, which the dude put in my right arm.
Uh-huh.
Then I wouldn't allow them to give me the measles, mumps, and rubella shots because I told them, go screw yourself. I got these shots. I'm going to waste more of your money, and I'm going to make you take a blood test. So now they had to draw blood out of me to prove whether or not I had the MMR.
That's smart.
It is smart. So I thought, until I get Opie, who decided to go to phlebotomy school.
Who's Opie?
Opie is the guy that could not find a vein.
Oh, Dopey, you mean.
He couldn't find my veins. I have what is called rolling vein syndrome.
I've heard of that. It's where your vein just goes back and
my
forth.
My vein gets the hell out the way when a needle's coming towards it.
That's crazy.
It does. I've always had it.
You got to record that stuff.
And I told little Opie, it's hard enough to find my veins because, you know, if you haven't noticed, I got a little bit of a weight problem.
Yeah, slightly.
I told Opie, I said, look, I got rolling veins. How good are you at this? Well, I've been doing this for 4 or 5 months. I'm like, O.S.
That's a short period of time.
So Opie, and there's my rule. Since I have rolling veins, I have a rule. You get 2 attempts per arm, and then you fresh out of luck. You don't nail it within those 4 attempts. I'm tired of being stuck. I didn't come here to be your pincushion.
Did they start moving it around to try and get the vein?
That's where it got the worst. Oh, Opie went in the first time, and my vein was, we have a sound effects because I was carrying a DAP machine at the time. Opie went in there for the vein, and my vein was... It was over there. It was gone. Opie pulled out like a good Opie would do, and he decided to go back in.
Wait, did he at least try the butterfly the second time around?
We're going to get there.
Oh, wow.
So he goes back in, same needle, vein. But then he moved his thumb and he says, oh no, it's right there. And he starts moving the needle around in my arm. I am ready to pee myself in pain.
Woo.
Just thinking about it.
How did you restrain from not slapping
him? It took
him?
Everything in me. And the arm was already in pain because it's also where he gave me the immunization shot, which he messed up. Philippius, before the show started, I went to Philippius and I said, Philippius, feel my left arm. You know, where the fat is. The back.
Feels like just a fat.
Yeah, it just feels like a flabby, fat, slabby, nasty, unkept, no, unlovable arm.
Yeah, I
right?
can see
like
it jiggling goop. From over here.
Yeah,
it's
jiggles.
Crazy.
It's and like
once,
goop on your...
Once I'm done slapping it, it will continue to jiggle.
Yeah.
But then I pointed jiggling. Then right, I pointed to Philippius and I said, Philippius, feel my right arm. And Lip, what did you feel when you felt the back of my right arm?
It felt like a huge, like, golf ball-sized knot.
There is a golf ball-sized knot in the injection spot of where he put the immunization.
What did he do? Just stab it in you?
I don't know what the hell he did.
He shanked you real quick with it, huh?
He shanked me with a shiv and shivved me with a shank. Wow. There is a huge golf ball-sized knot on the back of my arm
I
right
almost
now.
Passed out.
It hurts.
Yeah.
And it's infected. And the way you can tell that it's infected, folks, is that you touch it, it's warm.
Well, you need to go back to them and be like, hey, this is infected because y'all.
I had to go back to them today just to kind of foreshadow a little bit. So after Opie now has done 3 shots in this right arm, 2 he missed on. The first one was the immunization, so he just went right for the gusto. I told him, tap out. Yeah. 2, you're out. So then he goes and he gets Betty Crocker to come in and do a butterfly needle approach on the left arm.
Which they should have done the second time around.
Right. To draw blood. Now, this test for measles, mumps, and rubella, this test takes very little blood. Mm-hmm. You don't need a lot of blood to you know, probably about 2 or 3 pumps and you're good to go.
Okay, so it's not one of those big, long tubes.
Right. So J-Wild comes into the room. And she goes in with the butterfly, and just like always, no, I'm not running the. Yeah, that's
you
that's,
went limp.
That's pretty much how I went.
Like
yeah.
always.
No, I'm not running the fever, believe it or not. She goes in, and the vein off to the right, just gone.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, oh hell! Now the right arm is throbbing.
The left arm
is getting there, and I look up at J-Wild and I say, look. You got one more attempt in this, and I'm sorry, that dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. She got it on the second one.
Good.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the butterfly in my arm. I'm looking at the vial filling up full of my blood. It was really interesting because the blood was coming out, and it was just, like, full of money. I don't know how that happened.
That's amazing. So you're saying it was green?
It was green.
That's
so
gross.
She gets the blood, right?
Yeah.
I'm off, and I'm running. That was Monday. I'm feeling good. I came by the studio. Full Court Press Radio boys are now taping on Mondays, which, you know, now I got to wear pants when I'm in the studio on Mondays. So we're all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Till yesterday.
Mm. What?
The nodule appears on the back of my arm, and it's huge, and it's red, and if you haven't noticed, I'm dark-complected. So for something to appear on my skin that's red, something is wrong.
It's mutating.
It's mutating. There is another fat guy. It's almost like there's another Corey coming out of my arm.
Get it?
Get
it? Rebirth
it,
huh?
Gross. It's just going
like
to form out of you're going to get a head, your own head.
It's disgusting.
It's going to grow legs.
Does it got a little goatee?
It's got a little goatee. It's got a little red hairdo on it. It's cute.
Red hairdo?
Yeah, a little red. It's
like a little ginger
like
head.
Like a little ginger head. It's cute. It's missing.
It's missing.
I see you on a chola eyes.
It's adorable. You know, you just want to squeeze it.
It's about to get smashed.
Yeah, there's another Corey coming out of my arm.
That's
a ginger.
In about 3 weeks, folks, you guys are going to LOL at that.
Ew.
So they told me that, okay, Corey, after the first, it's going to take 2 days to get the test results back to see if you need the MMR. Here's one thing that I didn't tell you. I have to have this shot or these series of shots by September 25th.
Oh.
Or I'm out.
So you got to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the 25th. When did I go take the shots? on when I had to go take the blood test on Monday. You want to know why?
Why?
Because that's when I found out that I needed to get the MMR. A week. Now, I'm not going to blame anybody, but there's a guy that I might report to at this place that I'm not supposed to talk about that may not have told me until Friday previous at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That you had to go.
That I needed to have the MMR because he sat on the effing email for 2 months without telling me that I was supposed to go for the MMR. So now everything's in the last minute.
That's his fault. You do need to go and report him.
That's his fault. But nobody cares. No, but a company this large, no one cares. No one gives a rat's ass. So today was the day we're supposed to get the results back. Mm-hmm. I've been stuck 4 times. I have a swollen arm from the first immunization. And today we're supposed to be determined whether or not I'm supposed to get the MMR or not. And keep in mind, this is only 10% of the reason why I feel the way I feel. There's a whole another 90%.
Wow, that sounds like a whole 2-hour show to me.
It does sound like a whole. Well, I'm sorry, folks.
It sounds like your health is declining fast. It is going to be.
It's going to be a nice long dip in Lake Mead today. Oh. It really is. Because this, number one, I'm an idiot, but I'm also pissed off at
everybody
people.
Put on all your clothes because that's a dirty lake.
It's a dirty lake.
Dirty lake.
All right, let's take a quick break right here. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Oh, Phoenix Vape community and friends, come hang with your favorite internet radio show at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015. We'll be broadcasting live from the Halo Sigs booth on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. Come meet Philippius, DT, Anthony, and of course, I'll be there, Corey Blaze. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see what you're vaping with. The Vapor Dynasty Expo is open to the public. Come out and learn about the new, exciting, and growing industry that is electronic cigarettes. Arizona's premier e-cig and vapor expo. Single day passes $10. Weekend passes $14. Reserve your spot now at VaporDynastyExpo.com or click the banner on our website. Hang with us, your boys from Fat Guy Radio Show and our buddies from Halo Cigs at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Can't wait to meet you. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17, 2015.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Those are the days of Duke So. They really got it going on. Looking all nice and sweet. So intent, a little butt cheeks. I don't like it a lot. When you're showing someone what you got, y'all girls be looking real cute. The way you're kicking those Daisy Dukes.
Yes, folks, welcome back to the show. We will be hanging with Halo Cigs in October. But you can experience a superior quality vaping. Yes, with Halo Cigs now. Premium quality e-cigs. Elevate your vape with the Triton Tank System or the G6. I own both, and I exclusively vape with Halo Cigs, and you should too. Get your hands on what PC Magazine awarded as one of the top electronic cigarettes on the market. I'm not just a paid spokesman. I'm a customer as well, and when I need to refill my e-liquid or update to the latest electronic cigarette, I do it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloCigs, or I click the banner ad on our website. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby, and I'm not going to play the Halo Cigs sounder. I'm going to play this new sounder.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Halo Cigs.
Yeah.
I have always wanted one of those, and we have to thank our dear, lovely, wonderful Fat Guy Radio Show member of the East, our commentator of the East, Lady K, for giving us the
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Thank you. Yes,
it is. Yes. You know what I feel that's like when I hear that? It's like, I don't know if you probably don't watch NBA TV, but
no, I don't.
There is a NBA when the National Basketball Association.
No, I know who they are.
They
just
have
don't watch
EJ
it.
Neato stat of the night, and it's like in that vein. And I didn't know Lady K was going to do that. And she did. She sent it over and she emailed us, and I love it. It's my all-time favorite.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, I like that. You know, it's kind of, yeah, think about.
I can do things like that too, which is kind of cool. Because I did one, believe it or not, I did one for Full Court Press Radio. I did this one.
Give it to him. It's sports for dummies.
I did that one. That's all of me. And then, of course, it's me that did the, not to overshadow Lady K, but it's also me that did the D-Tay, what the hell is Corey tweeting? I did this one.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
That's sexy summer. Oh, he's not here. No. I'm sorry, Anthony, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say.
Is that who we buried this morning?
No, that was me. That was my funeral lip. You can tell?
No.
Oh, my God.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
I kissed the wrong guy.
Yeah, you did.
That always happens.
Taste this mustache. All right.
She wasn't ready.
No, he wasn't ready.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
All right. So I might use that to transition today. So I go back to the occupational health today. Mm-hmm. And I
OCP?
Get I didn't go at first. I called because I'm thinking, okay, this organization is part of the organization, so I should be able to call and say, hey, can you give me a thumbs up or thumbs down so that I either need to make an appointment to come in and get the MMR, or I can go ahead and thumb my nose at my boss and tell him, you can go ahead and, you know, kick rocks because I don't need the MMR.
Yeah.
They tell me, no, you have to come in, show an ID, and to get the test results.
So you have to be inconvenienced yet again.
I have to be inconvenienced yet again, and this place is not located on my at my location. Mm-mm. It's located 25 miles east of where I am.
Wow.
Dang. More of my personal time to drive there. I get there, and we'll go around the table here.
Okay.
What do you think the results said? Anthony, what do you do I have to get the shots or do I not have to get the shots?
Well, since it seems like you've been having a
project right into the microphone so people can hear you.
Sorry, I turned to the side.
Thank you.
Well, judging off of the bad luck you've been having, I would say that you have to go and get them.
Yes, because if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. So you say I do need the shots.
Yeah.
All right, Philippius, what say you, buddy?
I say the opposite. I say you don't need the darn shot, and you're just wasting your time and guess.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and reveal it right here. Timpani lip, if I can hear that. My ears are plugged up, so if it's loud, I'm sorry. Do I or do I not have to go get the shots? Let's find out.
Are you going to drop dead?
I do not. Because like every other freaking red-blooded American, you can't go to school without measles, mumps, and rubella, you dumb-ass son of a bitch company that I have slaved for that does nothing but suck the life out of me. You have wasted an entire week of my time to prove you wrong. When I told you, you multi-billion dollar organization, that I didn't need these shots to begin with, but you decided to waste your money and my time to prove yourself wrong. This is what is wrong with corporate America today. We can't, they cannot pull their head out of their ass long enough to just understand that we know what's going on with our bodies. There is no effing way I would have graduated junior high, I would have graduated high school, I would have graduated college if I didn't have the mother effing MMR shot, which is what I told their asses on Friday when they said I had to go get it.
Oh, you just got served.
Just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yes. And gas.
And gas.
Oh, and tire all tread. Of the snacks he probably got on the way up there and back.
Did you get anything from the vending machine?
No, they don't have vending stop? Machine what? There because it is the most unpersonal, most gray wall, long hallway, lifeless place that you have to go into to have your blood drawn and have any other type of work. You worthless piece of S. I was so irritated with the fact that they wasted my time. So you know what? I have to go back into this place tomorrow, and the first thing out of my boss's mouth is going to be, hey, what were the blood results? And you know what I'm going to look at him and say? The same report that you read to find out if I needed the MMR shot, you go and you find out whether or not the blood test came back positive or negative. You seem to have all the information, right? Now you do some effing leg work.
Yeah.
I really hope you say you're not lying.
Do I look like I'm lying?
No, he's not lying.
I got scared.
Do I look like I'm lying? What a waste of time. What an absolute 100% waste of my life and my time. Now that I blame them for the fact that I feel this way.
And that is just 10%, folks.
That's just 10% of it.
God, no, let's not go to that 90, please.
The other 90%.
You're
going
to take me to a dark place.
The other 90%.
I'm sure you'll like that.
I have to play it for me, Lip. I have to
play
it.
Can you do the 90% and the 5% version?
Yeah.
The other 90% is my fault.
Of course. Boobies in the way, chin down the chin.
Open mouth, insert foot. You boys know that I have been very happy about the fact that Mother Nature has finally put her last muumuu in her summer briefcase, and that bitch is gone.
Well, she's still lingering,
she's lingering a little bit, yeah. But this is just the tail end of her muumuu.
I can smell her.
You can smell her, but you know what? When you get up in the morning, it is beautiful. Yes. I tweeted out, and that's one of the reasons why I stopped. I'll get to the reason why I stopped tweeting, because I got a lot of messages. Direct messages from people that were like, Corey, are you? Where are you? You'll find out right now. Mother Nature's on her way out of this state.
She's trying to take you along?
No, she's getting the hell out of here. And old man Winter is getting ready to load up the RV and move his ass on in.
Oh, that sounds nice. Isn't it?
Yeah, I do love old man Winter too. When he gets here, I'm going to give him an old snarling. With Mother Nature taking the devil's taint out of this state, uh-huh. And the weather being bearable. In the morning, it's a cool 79 degrees.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm.
And at night, it gets all the way down to the 70s, low 70s, and it is absolute gorgeous. So with that being said, Lip, what's my tradition?
Smoke cigars.
Well, other than that, but smoke cigars where?
In your backyard.
In my backyard.
Hey,
barbecues, drinks, 100%.
We need a cigar party. I love cigars.
Yes.
Yeah. Running around naked.
Pee
your name on the back wall.
That is, Lip, too far.
I'm going to come in a blue dress.
All right.
You will not be allowed in Pasador.
You're out. Listen, so I've been really excited about getting my property ready to host friends. Try to hopefully rekindle some friendships.
That ain't happening.
I know.
Wait.
There's always hope, Lip.
Wait, if this is going to happen, never even allowed me in your front yard. So no, will I be able to make it to the backyard?
I never even allowed you past the security gate at the end of the block, Anthony.
Okay.
You should have seen the new guy. He sat on my hand. Listen.
Wait. What? Wait.
There's a new guy on the network. Thanks for listening to last week's show.
I'm sorry, I was out getting...
Don't care. We're over it. Okay, so I'm excited that Mother Nature is gone. I'm getting the house ready, to the outside ready, because I completely let my landscaping go for the summer. I don't go outside during the summer. I didn't care. The spiders took over the back porch. They took over damn near the front door.
You should just left like that for after Halloween.
I know, I should have. They have just absolutely... yes, you are, Lady K, invited to my backyard. They just took over. The weeds were out crazy. I think I killed everything that I planted the year before.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that you took. They were like at your waist.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. So now I hired Philippius's cousins.
You're welcome.
To come and trim back all of the trees and bring the landscaping down. And I had another tree guy come out and remove two ugly trees that I didn't like anymore. Rocks are blown out. Everything's great. So now the lot is primed for winter seeding, which is when I like to be outside. I like green grass in the winter. And so in Arizona, we winterize our yards by planting winter grass. And the process to plant winter grass is that there is like a 2-week window, which we're in right now, that the weather during the day is still within 90 degrees, 90 to 100 degrees, which allows the grass to grow. But then soon as the weather dips down below 90 for our winter, the grass stops growing but stays green. But you have to get the grass planted within that 2-week time frame or the grass won't grow.
See, you know what? At my old house, I always tried it, But they never grew, and maybe that was the reason.
It's the timing, and it's a very small window. Like right now, you go to Amazon, you go to Home Depot, you go to all of those home improvement shops. It's all you're going to see right now is winterized grass and fertilizer. So last night, I get home because it's now time to start doing it, and my plan is this weekend to seed the ground.
Oh, okay.
Time to seed the ground.
I just started doing it.
Well, doing
it. He never gets to do it.
I never get to do it. I never get to
do
it.
You know that. Why do you think he's always frustrated?
I never get to do it. That's why I'm so angry inside. Yeah.
That's why he's sick.
Yeah, because I never get to do it. Maybe if I had a little release, maybe it would help.
Don't look at me with that offer.
I did not even look anywhere near your direction, sir.
I can't really see behind his head of hair.
Yeah, so keep it in your mouth. Put your meat in the refrigerator. So I decide yesterday. So my plan is that now that the grass is cut all the way down, I had new plants that I planted this past weekend. Beautiful. They went off without a hitch.
Any of them start with the word M?
No. No, it doesn't start with a word M. And
W?
And it will not help with your glaucoma. And here's the thing. I planted new plants out.
Mushrooms.
No, I planted new plants out in the front, and guess who picked them out?
Birds.
No, D-Tay. What?
Birds. I was going to say raccoons.
I ain't going to lie. That was actually funny. Anthony finally had a funny. No, it was D-Tay.
Oh, wow.
I'm so fried. You're all jacked. I'm so fried right now.
I thought you D-Tay
picked
yourself out
my new plants that are in the front.
Oh. You recorded him, right?
Recorded D-Tay picking out my plants?
Yeah.
We number one, me
this is some undercover gay-ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
Hello? Have you listened to any show?
Yeah, if I'm there's disgusted.
If there's any guy that I'm gay for, it's Philippius. It's D-Tay.
Yeah, I almost protested maybe last Philippius time he was a little here.
Too. Not anymore. I think you're gingerfied now.
Yeah. It might be a little Philippius, too. I'm torn, Anthony. You should be really upset that I'm gay for everybody else but you.
No, I'm ecstatic.
You should be.
Finally, I get to work around guys who aren't trying to like hit on me.
I guarantee you no one here will ever hit on you.
Guaranteed.
It's a mortal lock. It will never happen.
Thank you.
I promise you, it will never. If you hear what we say about you behind your back, what?
Sometimes on the show too.
But he doesn't listen to the show, so he wouldn't know.
Come on, keep on. Bring him.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
I don't care.
I don't care.
All right, I'll get it.
My jokes don't go over.
Just because you want it,
and then avocados from Mexico.
I can't do. I can't. I'm too slow. Here we go.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. He does not care. I don't care.
Avocados from Mexico.
Did I nail it?
Yeah.
I did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that great because I got to top it off. Oh, I'm way off microphone. Oh, God. I got to top it off with this.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
So D-Tay picks out my plants.
She sounds sexy when there's a lot of her at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So D-Tay picks out my plants. I put those in this past weekend. Sunday, matter of fact.
Were any of them like basil or anything you can cook with?
No, my God. Let me move forward. I put the plants in on Sunday. I make myself a little schedule, a little plan. I said, okay, this week I'm going to go and I'm going to rake the grass. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit more Arizona agricultural lesson here. We have this grass called Bermuda grass, and it grows like Shaquifa's bad weave. It gets so entangled. It creates a web of roots that we literally have a de-thatcher machine that you can rent from the Home Depot to dethatch your grass, which is nothing but chains and metal pieces that just whip through your dirt to break apart this intricate wave of roots that are grown from the Bermuda grass.
Yes.
It's the worst grass ever. I didn't even water my grass for 3 months of the summer. And the Bermuda grass still grew. It's a viney grass. The grass on my back in my backyard literally started to grow up over half of my back patio because it was coming towards the house. That's how aggressive this grass was.
It's going to take over your whole patio.
It was horrible.
That would
it
be
was,
so pretty,
It
though.
Was wretched. No, it's not. It's wretched. It's horrible grass. You vines. Can't kill this grass. It's
you
horrible.
Need to get vines.
It was Jumanji in my backyard.
So the winter seeds awesome. Is pretty much the winter weave.
Pretty much.
Nappy
so
grass.
You're supposed to dethatch it, which is you can rent the machine. I don't want to rent the machine because I'm suffering from funds are low. So I don't want to rent the machine. So I decide that I'm going to take a rake to the dirt.
Is that why your arm's sore?
We also have, no, that's a shot. We also have this thing that is in our dirt, this disease called valley fever.
Yeah.
How does your grass catch it?
If you, no.
It's the dirt.
It's in dust. The dirt. That's the why dirt. When you see, how does your grass catch valley fever? Oh, at least
it smokes too much.
At least you used to be cute 10 years ago. Listen, the, so
you, 12, you pervert.
So you get, you can get valley fever, which is a respiratory illness, from our dirt. So that's why when we have like, breaking ground or construction going on.
Yeah.
They have to wet the dirt down because it can't fly into the air because it could be contained. It could contain valley fever. So I decide to go out on Wednesday night and rake my yard manually.
Okay.
But I forgot to cover my nose and my mouth, and I am inhaling all of everything that I'm raking up.
And it wasn't bothering you as you were doing
Not
this?
At the time. Cat poop, dead grass.
That's disgusting.
Cat dander, because all the cats just run through my backyard that are not my cats. Dog, anything that was in the dirt, I'm raking it up because I have to dethatch it a little bit in order to plant the winter grass. I felt fine after I was done until about 1:30 this morning. I was woken up, shaken out of bed because every sinus in my head shut down. And I couldn't breathe. I had to get up. I had to find my inhaler, hit a hit of that because I thought I'm like, I'm not having an asthma attack. There's no way. Which it wasn't an asthma attack. My sinuses just shut down. Inhaler didn't work. Afrin spray gave me about 10 minutes of relief. And then they shut down again.
So you had to keep redoing it constantly?
So
or?
Then after the Afrin opened up, everything started to drain out. So now I have rolls and rolls of tissue paper just full of liquids.
I thought you were having fun.
No, I was not having fun.
Oh, okay.
So then this is all where I am so stuffy. But then I have been having hip pain all week as well. I swear I am not long for this world. I'm getting old. The body's falling apart. And Lip, you better start being my friend again if you're planning on getting any of what I got going, because I'm going to be sashaying off this planet at any moment.
Okay, Biggie Smalls.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, we'll get out of Lake Mead and we'll talk about the Pope. He's here in the country. And I swear, he's a rock star.
Listen in the
Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network.
We come inside and do the front, and you do the freak spank, and you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point, the church is trio.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, and here with the break read, this can possibly go completely wrong because I'm going to go blow my nose. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Froster.
Thank you. Hi. This portion of the show is brought to you by Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Vegas, as you all know, is a place to be, but when you get there, you don't want to drop all your money on just the basics like hotels, car rentals, etc. Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas has all the deals before any other travel site. How? Philippius, how? Good answer, because the folks behind Vegas.com live, work, and play right in Vegas. So they hip you to all the great deals. Like it, you book a hotel through fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas and the hotel price drops. You'll get an email with the option to rebook at the lower rate. Boom, bam. Do Vegas this fall and get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas.
Vegas, I'm Vegasing, baby.
Yeah.
That was your first time, so I'm not going to bang you for it.
I know.
That'd probably never happen again, but yeah, that's great. Just stick to the script. Don't try to drag Philippius into a read, but that's all right. Very good for your first try.
And you hear my throat is very hoarsey, so I wasn't able to get my pretty.
Yeah, not, you know, why project? The Pope is here. You know what? I'm not Catholic. Are you very Catholic at all, Anthony?
I'm very spiritually aware.
Spiritually aware. That's a very good way. That's actually pretty cool.
I found that safe.
Yeah.
I can't come out and say I'm a pagan.
Well, yeah. Well, but you're not very Catholic. But would you say you're more Catholic than anything else, though?
I wasn't raised Catholic. I actually was.
I was raised Catholic.
You were, Liv?
Yes.
So, well, Anthony, you weren't?
No, I wasn't raised Catholic. I was Christian, but I've been
you weren't raised ketchup? Oh,
yeah.
Is ketchup? That what he said? Raised ketchup?
I wasn't raised Catholic.
Oh.
I was brought up with Christians, with the Christian background, but I never really got into it. And then, of course, I read a lot about the Jehovah's Witness and
JWs,
but it wasn't for me either, so I really just go by being spiritual.
So, Philippians, you were raised Catholic.
Correct.
All right. Do you have any affinity for the Pope? The papal see?
Who's the Pope?
Very good, Lip. The
You're
Pope.
Welcome.
The Pope of Rome.
But you know what? Actually, talking about the Pope, I do think he's way overrated. Like, he's just, I don't get him. I don't get his role. And I just don't trust that he has so much power and influence in this world. He's not God. He's like everybody else.
Well, he never has confessed to be God. And I'm not Catholic, but I feel very close to catechism because my grandmother was Catholic. And she raised my mother Catholic, and when we were born, it was probably about 2 years before grandmother passed away in 1999 that she converted over to Christianity, which, for sake of argument, not to get into the religious argument, a lot of people say that catechism is very close to Christianity, and some people even call it Christianity. But for my mother's sake, my mom, Mama Blaze, she wanted grandmother to acknowledge the Trinity and blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to get into the whole religious argument. The Pope is here in the States, and they're calling it a historic visit of Pope Francis to the U.S.
Yeah.
Though I'm not a Catholic, I get a little excited when he comes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just get a little excited, and a lot of memories from my grandmother kind of flow through my mind. Because I remember how excited my grandmother was when Pope John the 6th, 7th, or 8th, whichever one it is, came. Mm-hmm. And I believe he came to Phoenix. There was a
how
Pope.
How was that?
That was a very, very long time ago. But I remember my grandmother being so excited about it. So knowing that Pope Francis is here, I have no interest in seeing him. I'm not flying to Washington, D.C. I'm not flying to Pennsylvania. I'm not going to New York to see him. Mm-mm. I just think it's kind of cool because even though I don't, I respect the papal see, but what I like about the papal see is the fact that it's just a calming relief that there is some still respect for a religious organization. And one thing that still demands mad respect is the papal see. Yeah. People come from miles. There was a little girl that ran out today that broke through the barrier to get to the Pope. Mm-hmm. And she had come all the way from California.
Okay, so that was a long travel.
That was a long travel. And it's just like, you know what? It wasn't a lot of people out there, but the Pope still gets mad respect for what he does and for his power. And it's very draped in tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a very highly respected religious role.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who flocked. I mean, obviously, it's a big deal and very historical for the speech that he gave today.
Yeah, I didn't understand that too much. Yeah, and I got global abolishing global death penalty. Well, Popey. Popey Francis. Popey Francis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. I am a huge supporter of the death penalty.
Me too.
I'm sorry. We are not going to abolish death penalty. Congress, I hope you acted like you did whenever anybody else spoke and you just turned a deaf ear to that. We are not abolishing the death penalty. I'm sorry. I understand the Catholic Church believes in the sanctity of life, but there are just some people that should have never been born.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with this. Now, one thing I do wonder, I was watching some of the footage from the Pope doing his little tour through the D.C. area.
Oh, yeah. At least he was in his Pope mobile.
He was in his. It wasn't really a Pope mobile. No. You know, it was a white Jeep. It was a Jeep that we just hit it with a little bit of whiteout. And then we put a little, you know, glass tube over the top of it. And it's not even a full tube. The sides are wide open. But I noticed one thing, because I'm that type of sick ass person.
Yeah, I can see.
Who's the dude behind him with the camera?
That was weird.
Why is he just taking Pope selfies the whole time? This is what I think. I don't think that's a camera guy.
You think he snuck in?
I think that's a gun.
Oh.
To protect the Pope. Dude is everywhere, and dude is always pointed at what the Pope is looking at. If he is a camera guy, who's watching that footage? Why would the Pope need to go back and watch what he just already saw? I think that's a papal security there, and it's perpetrating as a camera operator. No one else has a camera person that's behind them. He's always in front of the camera, but notice the ride. Look at the whip. When Pope is moving around the city, there's this dude with the camera behind him. And I also figured out something else.
What?
The Secret Service people, the Secret Service guys, mm-hmm. the ones with sunglasses,
yeah,
they're the ones with the guns.
Oh, and the ones
The ones without the sunglasses are the ones that probably just got knives. I don't know. They don't have guns.
They're the lookouts.
They're the lookouts. And, okay. But the security was tight. But I want to know who that dude is that's riding behind the Pope with the camera.
He was ready to blast somebody's head
but
off.
But I feel good. Welcome Pope Francis to the U.S. I'm happy he's here. Even though I'm not Catholic, maybe he can bring some type of calm and some type of unity to what's going on.
I'm just a little confused as why it was necessary for him to speak.
Yeah, I didn't understand that too. But you know what? You come all this way, why not? And it was so funny because he also blew off a dinner with our politicians to go feed the homeless. That's what I'm talking about. That's why he gets mad respect. And you know what? I tip my hat to that. Yeah, those politicians are probably going to sit there and blow a whole lot of smoke up his papal robe and try to get him to sign off on some stupid policies that they don't want. But he doesn't want to do it. But no, he said, here's my middle Pope finger. I'm going to feed the homeless.
See, that I can respect.
I love that. All right, on the other side of this break, another old guy, two old guys. One just thumbed his nose at the U.S. auto industry. And another one performed on Jimmy Kimmel, and it could not have been any more awkward. Well, you're right back on the other side of this break. Maybe we'll make it the whole show.
Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas all pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, if you're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat.
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
You want to give it another go?
I'm going
to
go.
All right, this time, just stick to the script, Amp, okay?
Okay.
Welcome
give some energy.
Welcome back. Welcome everybody back to the show. Give some energy. Hit it. Get it. Yeah, take a little swig of that. Hit that real quick. Roll the blunt.
No, oh, roll wait, blunt. We don't have time for that.
I'm sorry. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Here's Anthony with the final break read of the show. And if next week, Philippians, we lose Vegas and Stitcher Radio, this is going to be why. All right, Anthony, take it away. I'll be over here blowing my nose again.
Listening to the show is real easy. I know that most of our listeners subscribe to the show through iTunes. But for those people that want to skip the syncing process to their phones, there is a Stitcher Radio app. It's free in the iTunes Store, Google Play Store, and anywhere audio apps are available. Download the app, and during registration, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. Add us to your favorite, and away you go. Remember listening, Gail? That's how she listened to all the shows, when she listened. Get the app on your device's app store or go to fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. And don't forget to tell them how you heard about Stitcher by entering in Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That Fat Guy Radio. fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. A better way to radio.
Philippians, what do you think about that read?
What?
Let's go to the audience. Crowd, what do you think?
Oh, come on.
It was the second time. You guys suck. Give them some encouragement.
I got caught in mouth.
They're a-holes.
Sorry.
They're a-holes, Anthony.
They're
Don't
rude.
Listen.
I'm not.
They're not saying that what you did was horrible and you'll never do it again. They're not saying that. I am. All right, folks. Welcome back to the show. Volkswagen CEO. Flippius, I thought you would be all over this story. Have you heard of this dude?
No.
Volkswagen, you're a car guy, right?
I am, but I haven't been in the news lately.
Okay, so let me fill you in, Lib. Volkswagen basically had admitted that they have been tricking emission tests here in America so that when their Volkswagens, the Volkswagen diesel vehicles, yeah. when they go to get emissions tested, their computers would have a program that would run and basically lie to the emissions computer and say that the car is performing at peak optimal performance. Mm.
That should be illegal.
I need to put that in my car.
It is illegal. However, Lady K says you did good.
Thank you.
However, the vehicles aren't. They're just spitting out pollutants like my bowels were earlier today.
Ew.
They were just wow. spitting out pollutants, and they weren't. This is where it got even more seedy. Volkswagen, the organization, and the CEO knew that this was happening.
That's
knew
awesome.
That they were going to get caught, and they have been storing away billions of dollars waiting for the U.S. auto industry and the government to fine them so that they can pay the fine. So they've got money sitting there waiting to get the fine that they know is going to be levied against them.
It's all planned out, huh?
They all planned it out. And then the Volkswagen CEO just earlier this week thumbed his nose and said, I'm out this bitch. Oh, by the way, let me know how much your fine is. I'll pay it. But you know what? My crappy cars are still on your road.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That is some. You know what?
He walked away trying to take that whole place down.
That's some. They planned it. Everybody at Volkswagen knew that they were selling cars in the U.S. market that were putting out bad pollutants. He knew that we were going to fine him. That's why the company put money in an account, waiting billions and billions of dollars are just sitting there waiting for us to fine them.
You know what?
Wow.
That is brilliant.
It was
brilliant.
Modern
Get
day.
Get it out. That's smart.
That was,
I think he was just trying
brilliant.
To help us out.
You
he
can't,
was just trying to give us money. That's all.
You can't knock the dude for that. Dude had no. his game on point. Dude said, look, I know what y'all are going to do. So I'm gonna, when y'all figure out that for the last 5 years, I've been putting effed up cars on your roads.
For 5 years?
When you come to me and say, we're going to fine you $4 billion, guess what, bitches? I got $4 billion.
I wonder how wow. they figured it out.
I don't know how they figured. I don't know how they figured it out. Probably that one of the it was. It's basically a software code that they put in the program. Because you know all these newer cars. When I take my car to get emissions test,
it's all
even
car.
My.
They
even,
just use like a wand and. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, they use a wand or they plug in a little, you know, a little wire. They use a little Glade plug in the bottom of the car, and then the car tells them what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
my voice is good. Tells them exactly what's going on with the car. Volkswagen knew that that was going to be happening, so they said, you know what? When you plug in, when you put your thingy in the hole, the computer's going to switch over and say, hey, everything's cool, daddy-o. This yeah. car is running perfectly. And then when you drive away, you got green smoke flying all over the place.
Good thing.
And Volkswagen knew eventually we were going to figure it out. And they said, oh, how much is your fine? We're going to fine you $4.7 billion. Oh, okay, cool.
That's me changing.
I'm going to quit. But guess what? I got an account over here in Switzerland that got $4 billion in it that I've been sitting on waiting for y'all to figure out what we did.
Wow.
Deuces, here's your check. Bounce.
That's a good retirement plan.
That dude had it worked out. Volkswagen had it worked out. I ain't mad at him.
Me neither.
That's, nice. That's what you call a pimp.
I'm mad at the government because they're not going to be able to really do anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he knew we was going to figure it out, mm-hmm. and he was ready for what we had coming. And he punched out. And he gone.
He goes next
Volkswagen
to my idol next to a Hitler.
CEO Martin Winterkorn.
Winterkorn?
That's really his name? Winterkorn.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so Martin Winterkorn just said, screw you, America auto industry. Here's your money, but your air is still messed up, and my cars are still
polluted.
And
then they got a lot of that bailout money, too, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, government.
No. Not Volkswagen. Okay. Not Volkswagen. Volkswagen didn't need our government bailout.
Obviously, they don't if they can pay a $4 billion fine.
mute my iPad here because I'm going to try to bring up a... Do you watch Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, sometimes I do. I actually enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know think about he's really, Jimmy Kimmel.
I do like him. I think he's funny. He's kind of cute now he lost that weight.
What?
Yeah.
He was fat?
Jimmy Kimmel was fat?
He was chunky-er.
Are you...
No, not yet. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find this song...
You're all busted up over there.
I am. I'm he's having really a hard like, time. But
he's really searching.
I'm trying to find it. But you don't watch Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. I watch Jimmy Fallon, maybe? Falcon Face?
Jimmy Kimmel. But you're not a Jimmy like Kimmel Jimmy watcher? Fallon.
I don't know.
Okay.
What channel does he come on?
I don't know. I just happened to stumble across it last night, and I saw this. You know, every late night TV show has a musical performance.
Yeah, that's a staple of what it is.
Yeah,
man.
You know, they have a musical performance, and I've caught a few clips and bits of Jimmy Kimmel Live, but I've never really been enamored by something that I saw on his show, which is really kind of interesting. And I'm trying to that's not the clip I'm looking for. I'm trying to pull the clip up, and of course YouTube just, you know,
decides it doesn't want to work.
Just doesn't want to
say it. It always breaks down.
And I'm
gonna
tell you know what? I'm gonna tell you why I can't find this. All right, so I'm just gonna bring up a song of this guy. All right, let bring up the iPad. And I wanna know if you guys can tell me. Do you know who this is?
I don't know his name, but I do know who he is as an artist. I know how he looks. He's, you know, older. He's probably like 60s, white hair.
Okay.
Very skinny. Usually just in like a shirt and jeans performing.
Okay. Lip, you have any idea who this
is? I don't know his name.
Sounds like my grandpa.
No, it looks like your grandpa too. This is James Taylor.
Oh, that one.
This is James Taylor. And James Taylor was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night.
And he is a complete icon as well.
He's a complete icon. But you know what kind of show Jimmy Kimmel puts on.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel puts on a pretty...
Well-organized
and a very young type show. Mm-hmm. Right? You would think, right? James Taylor was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give James Taylor his credit. He's a well-known Emmy Award-winning artist that is also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm spittering out here.
Because he's on fire.
I'm trying to make it through. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and if you go to Jimmy Kimmel. abc.go.com, you see Jimmy Kimmel Live, and you can go and you can watch some of the live performances. James Taylor's performance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy takes his artist outside and they do like this big huge stage. It's huge, it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, that stage is directly
right behind his studio.
The studios, yeah, you walk through the halls, they get you,
yeah. Right behind his studio, and you go out there, and Jimmy has these, what is it called, musical performances on this big, huge Jimmy Kimmel Live stage.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, why is the internet moving so freaking slow? God.
Because it's Dick's Communication.
Jesus. They suck.
I'm trying to get to the Jimmy Kimmel music performance to give you guys an idea of what type of... okay. Screw it.
It's not going.
James Taylor did not fit into what the style of the Jimmy Kimmel show. James Taylor seems like he should be on the actor's studio, sitting on the stage talking to that old guy. It just didn't seem that James Taylor fit into that show. And then Jimmy Kimmel was saying that James Taylor has a hit out right now, a hit album. When was the last time you heard anything from James Taylor? He's 60-something years old.
Yeah,
first time I ever heard of him at all.
He's a singer-songwriter from the 60s.
Yes.
Well, he used to stay in the 60s.
He
showered the people you love with love.
Yeah, I mean, having him, I can see why they thought it would be completely brilliant because of who he is. But that stage has seen the likes of like Pitbull, Shakira.
It has.
Ashanti, very young, hot, new artist.
Right.
So he did not really fit the bill.
His place didn't, he did not fit Mm-mm. in on Jimmy Kimmel. It just seemed like it was out of place. It also looked as if they had edited his performance.
All they need is Kesha running out.
They have edited crowd cheering.
They did?
Yeah. It seemed like they had pulled footage from a previous concert and inputted it in. The sound effects, because what he was singing was such a slow ballad song, and they also completely avoided any live crowd shots. You know how normally they have the jib flying over the crowd?
Yeah.
You didn't see the crowd at all during James Taylor's performance. Also, the lighting system looked bored. The lights he has dynamic lights out there. They were just slowly moving down.
You gave an ADD culture NyQuil on stage.
The background singers even looked like they were bored. Oh. And they also looked like they brought those background singers
I'm bored just listening to this.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
They look like they hired them from Craigslist.
That's horrible.
Yeah. It just didn't fit. James Taylor, great person, great musician, did not fit in that show.
No.
It just, the performance, and here's the one thing that I knew that they realized that this was not a very good fit. Those outside musical performances, all of them are available on the website except that one.
Really?
They didn't even put it up on the website.
Wow. It must be horrible.
It was not.
But luckily, this isn't going to hurt his PR or ruin the show because they'll get it right next time.
No, because nobody knows who he is, and no one's heard from him in so long, and I don't know who this hit song that they claim he has, but they claim he has a hit song.
Probably an adult contemporary.
I don't know, but it sucked. It was out of place. It didn't work, and I made it through this show, and I am going to die. And you think Philippius is going to be the first person out of this studio today? Hell to the gnaw, it is going to be me. I am going to have flames out of my ass soon as I say bye-bye.
Ew, I'm running out too then.
All right, gotta get out of here. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Remember us doing your holiday shopping, and every time you need something on Amazon, click the tab on our website or go directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get played on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. You're welcome to interact with the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, folks. Please tell everyone you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Don't forget to join me over at After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, where I can communicate with you and you can communicate with me and my team of crazy zany writers over there on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. And also, we've got lots of great videos up there as we continue our burger tour of Arizona. For executive producer Philippius Anthony Frosto, I'm your host Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Hopefully I will be back at 100%, folks. Thanks for dealing with us through this horrible, horrible thing. Also, we'll see you in October down at the Phoenix Convention Center. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...